The theme of this exhibit is in its title, Gifts of the Sultan, The Art of Giving at the Islamic Courts. Curator Francesca Leone says every piece on display here reflects that idea.
This exhibition uses gift exchange as the framework.
The objects here range from the 8th to the 19th centuries. This decorative plate is at the entrance. It's inscribed with a verse from the Quran. He who believes in recompense from God is generous with gifts. Leone says gift-giving has special meaning in the Muslim world.
In the Islamic world, generosity has always been a very, very important value. It was a profound ethical duty to share things with the ones in need.
Many of the finest items here were gifts given for political reasons to obtain a certain outcome, like this ink and gold depiction of an Indian mogul receiving an ambassador from Persia in the 17th century, owned by Queen Elizabeth II. The museum says Islam represented itself to outsiders through the exchange of gifts, whether the purpose was personal, political, or pious. A finely crafted backgammon set, painted ceramic tiles and tapestries are also among the gifts on display here. Many items feature arabesques and geometric patterns because Islam discourages the depiction of humans and animals.
The ubiquitous use of geometry and geometric patterns from Spain to Central Asia and Indonesia, then each one of these countries give its own input and twist.
Karen White came to see the show and was impressed by the richness of these works.
I'm astounded at the detail, the vivid colors.
Arabic calligraphy influenced artists far from the Arabian Peninsula who came to know the language through the sacred writings of the Quran.
The transformation of a language, of a script into beautiful writing is really associated with, you know, the importance that the written word has had in Islam from the very beginning.
For people from Muslim countries, transforming the written word into art is familiar.
It's striking to the eye, and that definitely helped propagate the religion as a whole, because once you mix religion and art and you do it beautifully, you allow the religion to grow.
For Houston resident Cyrus Mega, some of the objects reminded him of his childhood in Iran.
Especially look, you got the carpets, you know, Persian carpets, and I could feel sitting on those carpets, and that's a special feeling that I get from it.
The feeling of wonder these artworks produce is the gift they provide to those who come to see them here. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
What you see here, the one thing that you want to do is to